This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another busy week for lawmakers.
All right, we're going to go ahead and call the Senate Appropriations Committee to order.
For many, the highlight of the week is the governor's annual budget address to lawmakers, commonly referred to as the State of the State. The Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee started dissecting the governor's spending blueprint on Thursday morning.
Committee on Public Safety will come in order.
The week began with a lengthy hearing in the Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee. The panel heard two measures that relate to illegal immigration. Senator David Gregory of Chesterfield sponsors Senate Bill 72.
In short, this bill seeks to create an ICE program at the state level.
During discussion, Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City, who also serves on the panel, told the sponsor she sees a lot of unknowns in this proposal.
And how do we follow it? We lawyers. If there's no statute, then the judge can't interpret it. So why can't you put everything in here?
The committee has not yet acted on Senate Bill 72.
Good morning. I'm going to call the meeting for Commerce.
On Tuesday, the Missouri Senate Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment Committee heard Senate Bill 6. Senator Mike Searpoy of Lee's Summit is the sponsor. He says his legislation would modify and create new provisions relating to electric utilities.
Due to the closure of coal plants and Missouri investing in so much renewable power, there's a serious threat that moving forward, Missouri will not be able to meet the demand for reliable electricity.
On Thursday morning, the panel voted Senate Bill 6 to pass, along with Senate Bill 4 and Senate Bill 5, both of which also relate to utilities. This means all three bills could be heard by the full Missouri Senate at any time.
Good morning. Committee on Progress and Development is
also Tuesday. The Missouri Senate Progress and Development Committee heard Senator Carla May of St. Louis present Senate Bill 111. Her bill would designate September as Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month.
And to promote the importance of early detection through regular checkups and treatment.
Senate Bill 111 awaits final committee action.
I have filed Senate Bill 66, which would change the age of child marriage to 18.
It's an honor to actually partner with Senator McCreary.
Wednesday morning saw two Missouri senators hold a news conference. Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County sponsors Senate Bill 66, which would modify provisions relating to the age of marriage. Her proposal was heard in the Missouri Senate Families, Seniors, and Health Committee just before the news conference.
Senate Bill 66 and Senator Rick Bratton's companion bill would raise the age of marriage for all parties involved to 18.
Senator Rick Bratton of Harrisonville sponsors Senate Bill 631, identical to Senate Bill 66 and not yet assigned to a committee.
I was on the other side years ago because I had family that were married at very young ages, many generations ago.
The Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee is addressing crime in our major cities.
I have not been negotiating any of that. I know that it's one of the governor's priorities.
In the meantime, Senator Rusty Black of Chillicothe says Senate Bill 44 and Senate Bill 52 have been combined to become an omnibus public safety measure.
Whether the state should take control of the St. Louis Police Department to ensure that resources are provided to our law enforcement so they can enhance public safety.
But Senate Minority Floor Leader Doug Beck of Afton says St. Louis is not the only area that needs focus.
We're interested in any conversations that, you know, get more police on the streets, raise their pay, give them the tools to be able to do their job. And that's across the state, not just in St. Louis, but that's across the state.
The Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee voted to pass on Senate Bills 52 and 44 on Monday afternoon. It could be taken up by the full Missouri Senate at any time.
February 3rd at 4 p.m.
You've heard the session will resume on Monday.
All those in favor.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.